Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the podcast. We appreciate you tuning in once again on the podcast today. We are back with another link up. It's not everyone, but it is my brother and friend for a long time. Of course, C-Class, Creed. What's going on, brother?
What up, broski? It's been a minute.
It
I've been
has,
wanting to
it
get on
has.
here, but you know,
It has.
scheduling conflicts and all the adulting annoyingness.
That has a lot to do with it, with your new schedule and then me kind of trying to stay at work and do some stuff and then like catch up to people who I can like network with and try to see if I can get some more podcasts going on or doing interviews after work and different things like that. So we are working. We are staying busy. Man, when I get home, I don't want to be bothered sometimes.
Yeah, trust. I'm the exact same way.
Yeah, when I get home, dude, sometimes I don't even sit down and try to work on a podcast. I just go to bed, man. I just go to bed. I'd be blown
Be
away.
Them type of days, man. You know,
Yeah,
it's a lot. You know, running your body all day for
all
10,
day.
12 hours, and then like now I need to do one or
Now
two
I do.
more
Yeah,
things,
yeah.
and it's
Now I got
just
to work on
like,
this podcast stuff. Now I got to try to
but.
network to see what I can get done. Sometimes I get sent or I get invited to other people's events and I attend those and see how many people I can get who are interested in being a guest on a podcast. There's a young man who I forgot to send a message to today. This would have been a perfect day to do a podcast with him, but he's also busy, I'm sure.
Right.
He's
You know,
busy
most
right now.
people are doing the, you know,
Family things,
holiday
whatever.
things
Yeah,
today,
so.
but.
God bless him anyway. Me and him are going to make that happen. That will happen, no doubt about it. Just working, man, staying, trying to stay at it. I just need to be more active on this end of it as well, on the actual podcast. It's just me doing it though. So it's kind of hard to work
Trust
all
me.
those angles. And we do know that I can do it because there was a point in time where I was knocking out videos, I was knocking
Oh,
out all
yeah.
that stuff. And then had the podcast and was running it and all that stuff. But now I'm still trying to step back into it. It just feels a little off, you know. And I think the other part is I'm trying to figure out other ways to do it as well as I go on. So,
well, you know, you always have the power to reinvent and tweak and make things work better for you. And it's, I compare it to this, like one of my favorite old shows. I've been kind of went back and started watching it, Magnum PI from the 80s. And I never saw the first episodes. Like they always would start in the middle. I started in the middle when I was a kid with my mom watching this. So I never saw the early episodes. And I finally saw them. The theme song was different, though every single aspect of the art direction of the show was different from what I saw. So they took something and continued tweaking it even once it was out already. And now a lot of things are like that. Like, so you want, just because you're out, sometimes I feel people get pressure to be like, well, this has been the format, so I got to keep doing it. Like, no, you are the director. You could change whatever the fuck you want to change, you know,
Absolutely.
to make it better. Because, you know, at the end of the day, you doing something for, you know, X amount of years. You didn't learn how to do it better than when you first started doing it.
That is
You know.
definitely a truth.
So, you know, act accordingly. And you know that. That's why you tweaking it and probably stepping back and retooling some things. But.
I'll be sitting there looking at it like, man, how should I go about putting out video clips, and should I put out video clips and then reels? You know, how should I do it? But it's probably best to start doing just reels because the reels are more eye catching to people and it gets their attention.
Do little short sound bites, you know, go through and comb, you know, talking with me and Six and all the other people that you interview is always a sound bite that's gonna be like, oh, this fool said that. Okay.
Yeah. And using it to our advantage or just to have some funny moments and stuff like that. I definitely like having the young brother Terry Owens, who was on my podcast, neurographic artist. I think if I'm saying it right, hopefully I'm saying it right, neurographic artist. So it was definitely cool to talk to him and talk about his work and how he goes about it, and the way it's progressing, and the idea behind it, and his inspiration to it, and everything on and off the podcast, and still talking to him now, you know, about how he does things and how he puts things together. So that's one of those things that are like exciting to me about it, which keeps me interested in doing it as well, because it's like there's never not nothing to do with what you there's nothing there's never not anything to help it progress. There's not a there's never not a new idea to help your product out. So just different ways of looking at it, thinking about it, and just trying to execute. Usually I would just go in and just try to make a bunch of videos and just get it going. But
Well,
it's like my mind and
you're
heart ain't
trying to be
into it like that.
mindful. You're trying to be mindful about what you're putting out too. Like you want it to be impactful.
Definitely want to be impactful all the way, and definitely leave my mark like I like we like I set out to do, like we have set out to do on other projects as well. Changing the subject, good sir. LeBron signs a deal, 2-year deal out there in LA.
Yes, he did. I think he's for 104 million, the max deal, which prior to the contract getting signed, he was talking about he was willing to take a pay cut if they could get somebody in there. And it seems like the fact that they just went on and paid him out to that extent means they ain't even about to try to get nobody else. Or they
They ain't
just
trying to
got
win no
some
motherfucking
other.
championships out there.
They need to. I
They ain't
mean,
trying. They ain't, that's not the what they going for, bro.
it's irritating.
That's not. And I'm just saying this as a guy looking. I don't know none of that front office shit. I don't know how the game work like that. I don't know how the salary cap work. But based on what the moves that they're making, when that guy said, "I'll take a pay cut," if that's, you know, what was really happening, I'll take a pay cut if y'all can get some guys in here.
And they still don't.
Ain't no
But
guys in there yet, so
who, but is everybody already spoken for that's free agents? That's because I feel like the biggest ones already done went to whatever teams,
yeah,
right?
Paul George has went to
Ugh.
the not the, I almost said the Clippers, the
No,
76ers,
76ers. And then Clay went to the
Dallas,
Mavs.
yeah.
Who else?
The young brother that went to New York, that from Brooklyn. Bridges,
Bridges.
yeah.
Yeah, Miles Bridges. That's his name.
I don't know if that's his name. Is
Yeah.
it Bridges? I don't know.
I know that Bridges is right. I might be the first name I might be messing up, but I'm gonna stick with Bridges because I know that's right. Yeah, that's gonna the Knicks got them a little whip. They got them a little something, you know. Thibodeau gonna run them boys into the ground, but you
And
know,
that's gonna be the problem.
and that's always a fucking problem with his teams.
Yeah, he runs like five or six players into the ground, beats them up, beats them down, runs them ragged. And then you stuck with the rest of the team not having any playing
Reps when
time.
they come in,
Yeah,
right? I don't know
yeah.
why he does that. It's
I don't know.
very
And it's too
weird.
early to be doing that when you're not in the playoffs. You know, that should be something that you focus more on when.
Like, it was so many games where they was like Josh Hart in particular. They would be like, oh, he played the whole game 3 times in a row. It's like, why does he have to be in the game for the whole game?
He shouldn't
He
even be in the
had
whole
4 points.
Pull him out. Pull him out. Drop the user rate. Is that what they call it? The user rate.
Usage
So
rate, yeah,
yeah, the
usage
usage
rate.
rate. So that kid can, you know,
Let
be
somebody
fresh.
else get some reps, man. Maybe somebody else will get
Yeah.
a
And with that team
trusted in
especially, I
those
think the Knicks,
moments.
they gonna need another center on that team as well, man.
Oh,
They're gonna need
size
another
is an
center.
issue with
Oh,
them
yes, sir.
too.
Yes,
And they
sir.
let Hartenstein leave. He went to the Thunder.
He went to the Thunder with Alex Caruso, who left the Bulls for Josh. Well,
Yes.
they traded for
They traded
Josh
with that
Giddey.
trade. It seems stupid to me,
I
but
think so. And they said Giddey is a guy that was messing with girls or something, or
yeah, a little young. She, I mean,
moving along past that.
we're
We're
not
not gonna
even
even
gonna get, I
no.
ain't
We're
get
not gonna
into
even
that.
nope. 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 All right. So back to the Lakers. All right. LeBron signs back, that's sealed. Do you think, like, I don't think DeMar DeRozan should go there. I think DeMar DeRozan should go to a team that's championship ready.
This is the thing. The Lakers aren't that far off from being championship. They damn near made it to the finals with the team they had last year, the year before that. With a few, you know what I'm saying? And they always could turn, they his teams always turn it up late in the year. But if they had a DeRozan, a consistent, like, I'm gonna pass it to you and you just gonna hit a fucking deuce every time, at least. That puts them in a better position. And this rookie they got seems to everybody is
You
high
know,
on
you're
him.
right.
Not,
You're right. You're right.
yeah, that they need a piece. That's why they're not championship ready. So if
Yeah.
they got a DeRozan,
Cause
they right back in the conversation.
that's a guaranteed bucket right there. He gonna go get a
Bucket.
bucket. He gonna
And
go get
then
a
he
bucket.
from LA. I think honestly, and let's see, and I please don't go to the Clippers because they just waste having good people. No, you just curse. You're never gonna win. If he was in the damn Not Like Us video with Kendrick, and it's funny because you know he played for the Raptors, so you pretty sure he's hung out with Drake 1,000 times. So he didn't even put him in a video that long. He just put this little, and he had this hard look, kind of like, yeah, you know who I'm rolling with type shit. And it
Yeah,
was
niggas
like
LA.
that was such a even, you know, because Kendrick is all about the like intricate
Yeah, the
little
nuances.
under snipes and the little nuances. So not only do I got in LA, this dude actually was your homie in Canada, and he still like fuck you, he with me, because it's LA over everything type shit. It
Got to
was
represent. Gotta
the
represent, you
video
know.
was dope, actually. And
Yeah,
you know,
gotta
I try
represent.
to be tight. I've been trying to be down the middle about this whole thing, but that video is like really good.
I just think that, getting back to the basketball part of it, there are some things I'm missing. We don't know. So did D'Angelo Russell, did he sign back?
He already was under contract from last season, so
Okay.
he's good.
I thought it was an issue where if he wanted to stay or if they wanted to trade him, but if he's there, he's there. He's gonna have to.
He gotta be more consistent because he be having little streaks where it's like, oh, okay, you
Right, you
know,
can do
like you a
this.
problem.
Right, you really
And
can do
then he
this.
be having three booty games after that. So
Yeah, and
he
then he'd
gotta
be on
get more
the phone,
consistent.
he'd be on his phone and shit like that. He'd be dejected on the sideline. I don't know if that's like a sports psychology thing where someone's not keeping him involved in the game where he's not getting enough touches, but you're the point guard, my guy. All you gotta do is run a pick and roll with AD and y'all two figure that shit out.
Well, we're gonna see how things pan out. I have a feeling that Bronny is gonna be better than people give him credit for
Oh well, we know
being.
that. Come on, Creed, we know that. We know that.
But
I
I
think
just
that was
have a
Pop saying,
feeling.
not only are you gonna be in the league and we're gonna play together as father and son, but you're gonna get some of the best knowledge and tutelage under one of the best players to ever play the game. So by the time I'm done here, you'll know how to run a team, and it doesn't necessarily have to be with
And
the
he's
Lakers.
like 6'2", so he's not pretty much gonna be a point. And you know, if Bron was smaller, he would have been a point guard. It's just he was so big, and he's run the point for a couple time like stints. He doesn't do whole seasons, but he'll do like stints. What like because he definitely was a point guard for LA for a good chunk of the last 2 years. Until they got D'Angelo Russell, and then, which is ironic because he left when he came and then came back. Basketball.
Basketball is crazy. So one of the things that we've recently heard people talking about amongst this was the whole nepotism of the issue, right?
Yeah, it's there.
LeBron bringing his father in.
Nothing is done.
Austin Rivers being brought in under his dad, and I forgot the other a couple other players who've been brought in. I don't have a problem with it.
What you supposed to do?
If I owned a business and I wanted to bring my son in, guess what? I'm going to bring my son in. If I owned a enterprise or a big company and I wanted to hire you or six, or I wanted to hire somebody to be a VP or something like this, guess
You
what?
could do that.
I do that. I do that. So if anyone has a problem with it, you're not looking at the corporate structure and the way it's set up and the way it's run at all from the
People
get-go.
just, I get
I
it
think
from
they're
a
picking at it
standpoint.
because most people don't understand what's going on. They've never seen it, and they never seen a nigga do some shit like that ever. The Griffies. The Griffies were also a part of that hoop.
Yeah,
The
that's
Griffies were
the
part of that.
only time I think it's only happened. This might be a third time,
Fourth or
third or
fifth.
fourth time, you know.
You know, so we've seen it happen. I just think certain people aren't used to seeing us do it and do it in such a large capacity because at this point in time, this is one of the greatest basketball players ever to do it. And he's been playing basketball longer than this kid has been alive. So professionally, I should say,
That's so nuts. He's
that's crazy.
19 and his see he's on season 22.
That's all I'm
So this
saying.
nigga was playing basketball before he was born, literally, which is good because he came in the league right out of high school. So it's good he waited a few years to have his first baby.
Hey man, hey man. I was playing basketball until I was 18 as a regular kid. And after that, I've been playing basketball longer than you've been alive, sir. Longer than most of these people have been in the league. I fathered you. Anyway,
The fact that he still is a factor at, like his averages last season to be 30 fucking nine
39,
are insane. Like,
25, 6 and 6
no,
or something like that.
26.
26, 6 and 6 or whatever it
26.
was. Whatever your stats were, LeBron is, we
It's
haven't seen too many
stupid.
people
And
do that.
he, dude, I was watching the game and literally he did some shit where he like shot the ball, went in, and somebody pushed him, and he like rolled in a way to where it looked like he was falling, but he literally like almost went up on a handstand and like jumped. I was like, if I had a fail like that, I would have been on the ground holding my shin like Peter Griffin and Family Guy, like
100%, 100%.
but
Ah, that hurt. Ah, I'd have been fucked up over
like
there.
30 minutes, this just. And I can't imagine being a 20-something-year-old, 19-year-old in the league playing against LeBron. He's older than your father, or as old as your father, literally. And he's giving you the most nastiest work in your fucking life that you can't do shit with it. Like the and I love how. And this, and you know, we old heads, we love Michael Jordan, all this stuff, but we love basketball. So, of course, I'm not gonna sit up here and not get this man his props. He's a great basketball player. Is he my favorite in the world? Not, no, not exactly. He's in the top five for sure. But this motherfucker, since he's been getting older, the little crafty old head things he's doing in this game, we appreciate it more because it's funny to us, because it's like, now you're using your brain, and he always did. That's the scary part. He's always been a cerebral ball player. So now it's
Always.
just on another level because now his body is not betraying him like the average person that gets that old. Like Chris Paul, stay hurt. Stay hurt. Bron, he began his injuries, but he missed, you know, 10 to 12
I think I
games.
don't. So the thing about me with Chris Paul, I think it's because he does so much, and the ball is in his hand a good percentage of the time. I think that lends himself to and if you ever watch Chris Paul game, he go all out.
Oh yeah, he do. That's why you
And
in the
I'm not
All-Star.
saying LeBron don't. I'm just saying at 6 feet, you know, Chris
It's
Paul has,
because he's a smaller person going against these giants.
and
That's
he's
why
a
he get
pit
hurt all the
bull.
time.
Yeah, he's a pit
And
bull.
LeBron, you know, not for nothing, is one of the most genetically blessed players that ever walked on the earth, to be
That's a fact.
honest.
That's
Like,
Karl Malone and Magic Johnson put together, bro.
stupid,
That's dumb.
stupid. With finesse of like much smaller players, he does have great handles for a guy his size. Like sometimes, and the power that he have is like the forward power, but then he
I
have
wish that handle
guard.
was
Like
a
it's
lot better,
just
though. I wish that handle
oh.
was a little better.
But you know, you
A
gotta take
little better.
it's you can't be a perfect player at
No
his
one is.
size,
No
I
one is.
think.
We all lack something somewhere, as you
Right.
know,
Although
and
I was trying to like give him an excuse, but I think about Kevin Durant and that motherfucker can dribble his big ass off. So
he can, but even with him, there are certain points where you see him, he's had enough during the game, you know, and it's kind of like his level of tired, like it's like when his engine is running hot, you know, you have to take Kevin out as well. So
they're older.
you don't want to burn him out either. But the Lakers, man, would you, if you were the GM, would you go after Zach LaVine?
Maybe, but the thing about Zach is he's so injury prone. So you don't want to have like the potential of having this great team and then this person never ever plays. If I were the Lakers, I would probably go more for more so for DeMar DeRozan just because he's from LA. I'm pretty sure he grew up a Lakers fan. It's probably a dream of his to play for the Lakers. So that hits different. He's still pretty much a guaranteed bucket. A lot of guys abandon the mid-range and he just thrive in it, you know, and his range on the three is better and his percentages on three it went up too. So he's a troublesome player for other teams. I
Yeah,
think
he really
for
finds his spots when he's on the
yeah.
court.
And if you play with the Lakers, I think that would put them in a position where you could say, okay, maybe you guys are gonna make some noise later in the season in the playoffs because to have a true three-headed monster like that would
It would
be
be
pretty
four,
crazy.
because
Well, that's
I would
true.
still throw D'Lo in there. Because let's say you, Bron brings the ball up court one play, or D'Lo brings the ball up court. And we're automatically going to AD in the paint, right? Once the players around the perimeter start to spread out or flare out or whatever, y'all gonna either have to let AD rock out, or you're gonna have to find your man and make sure that you know you cover the shooter, because LeBron is driving.
If they start a lineup, would actually be stupid because it would be D'Lo, Austin Reeves, who have potential to go off and get a bunch of threes and all that shit in the game. Maybe put DeMar at the three because he's a little smaller. You could put Bron at the four and fucking Davis at the five. That's scary, actually. And then they still will have some good role players on the bench that could rotate in too. So,
Yeah, I think you still got Vanderbilt and a couple other guys that are key
yeah, they
pieces
rookie that
coming
they
off
just
of,
got.
yeah,
So,
connect. And then you bring him in to shoot as well. And then if you're Anthony Davis and you're looking for a guy who you know is a guaranteed bucket, you're looking for DeMar. You're passing out. He takes his couple dribbles in, pump fake, do whatever you're gonna do. That's 2 points, 17, 19, 15, 17, 15 to 19 feet. That's a bucket. It's a guaranteed bucket. And we going back down court and we play defense, gets a rebound, and we come
So
back down.
hopefully, you know, they can attract a player to come that's actually worth it, that can put them because they really one strong player away because they have good auxiliary pieces around LeBron and Davis, but they need one more person. One more person, and then it's gonna be like, okay, now you're gonna be a problem. Now it's gonna be fun watching all these Western Conference games because,
I think they need a true back, a true center in there.
yeah.
If they could, man, I would love to see them get Dwight Howard back out there on the court, but I'm not sure if that could
I
happen.
don't think he coming back to
If it's
NBA.
not him, what's the guy that they had this season? Was it Nance? Was Nance out there? No. What's the other guy from the
No,
Pelicans? From the
Woods.
Pelicans.
Christian
No,
Woods.
not Christian Woods, the other guy.
Okay.
It's another guy I think they got from the Pelicans, man. Young skinny dude or whatever. And he was running up and down the court.
Oh, Hayes.
Yeah,
Yeah,
Jackson
he's
Hayes.
good. Yeah, I like him. He's good. And I'm pretty sure he's coming back. So They got pieces, man. I think they just need a strong third option. Now the Bulls, I don't
So for me, we don't really have to discuss them because we know that team hasn't been built to
win in a long
yeah, in a
time
very long
on
time.
purpose.
Yeah, on purpose.
Just
We had
punk
conversations on the
ass.
podcast and off the podcast about that. They aren't built to win and they're not going to win.
I hate how they doing that team, man. Can Jerry Reinsdorf sell them, please? Sell them
Jerry
to
Reinsdorf ain't gonna
somebody.
sell them, man.
He never gonna sell them because the only way that he will sell them if they start really not getting attendance and stop making him
Yep.
money. But
And then that means that we have to go
Chicago
on social
people,
media and blast it and tell people to don't go to games, man. Y'all are being hustled.
honestly, if I still lived in Chicago, should I spearhead a campaign from LA? Because I swear, I just tired of the Bulls being trash, man,
Yeah.
and the Bears. Although
We'll see what happens this season with the Bears.
they so
We'll see what happens
I'm
this year with the
it's
Bears. I'm not
I'm
saying I'm
being
buying a jersey, but
cautiously
I'll be watching.
optimistic because in our lifetime, I don't know if we've ever got our hands on a prospect of this caliber
Very
at
true.
the quarterback position. I mean, maybe defensively, yeah, for sure
We've
we
always
have
had
people.
good defensive players, but
But
never
our
nothing like
defense
this.
is already good right now. So if you're adding a this really strong offensive focus, shit could
Salute
be
to the Bears.
good. I'm
Salute to the
finally,
Bears.
man. Thank you, because
Shout out
we've
to
been
Caleb
waiting.
Williams. Shout out to Rome Odunze. What's the other brother's names? DJ Moore and
Yep,
Keenan Allen.
they got some
So we
dogs,
got,
man.
yeah,
So
we got
we.
spots filled at those top spots at the wide receiver. So it's gonna be a motherfucker trying not to trying to guard those guys when they start
We're
opening
gonna
up that
see, because
playbook.
he's
But
still,
we gonna see. He
at
ain't
the
done
end of the
nothing.
day, he's a rookie quarterback
He ain't
in
done
the
nothing.
NFL, and we know how number one pick or not, that shit do not be mattering. Now that dude, CJ Stroud, he was so great in his rookie year. Like he
For the
really,
Houston Texans, right?
yeah, and to be a quarterback and play that good, like, bruh, that shit is hard. But
Now
he
you got
got
another
all the
weapon over there
tools.
too.
Yep. I can't believe the Bills let go of
I
Stephon Diggs.
can. Bro was tired. He was tired of being
He
over
was
there,
tired of
man.
being over there.
Yeah, he was tired of being over
I
there.
think that this is going to be a renaissance for his career, being with this young, I hate to add this in there, but I think it's going to be a layer of connected camaraderie that's a little different because he's a black quarterback. He's young. He's going to probably take him under his wing more versus him and Allen was around the same age. So it was less of that mentor-ish vibe that
And
was
also
there.
for the QB for a Buffalo, man, you need me. You need me. You need me to throw you the ball. I don't need you. I throw the ball whatever the fuck I want to. I throw you short passes, long passes, and we'll just say you missed the ball. And I ain't saying that's what happened, but we know that can happen when you out
That
there on the
can't happen.
field.
No, I think they had a good relationship, and they
Shit, then why are
definitely
we leaving
start.
then? Why leave? If we got a good relationship, why
Didn't he
am I
get
leaving?
traded? Didn't he get traded?
Because he wanted to get traded, bro.
Oh, well,
They ain't just
shit.
trade him because, there was something better. They trade him because he wanted to get the fuck up out of there.
Well, it might be just because he's tired of losing. It might not have nothing to do with
I believe he's tired of losing, but I also believe that during those games where, hey, if you hired me to be the number one receiver on this team and down the stretch of a game, you go into guys that are guarded or they're not like me. And I'm not getting the ball, man. Get me the fuck out of here, man. Get me the fuck out of here. I don't give a fuck if it's a 5 yard pass. Get me the fucking ball, bro. Let's go. That's what I'm here for. Let me show y'all what I'm capable of doing. Let me show you why I got the money, why y'all gave me the fucking money.
Well,
This
that's
is what I
probably what
do.
happened.
Yeah, I'm
Man,
quite
that's
sure it
what
was,
happened.
especially at the end of what, 2 seasons ago when he was on the sideline and he was up in his face. He's like, hey, man, pass me the ball. Get me the ball. Get me the ball. And everybody was sitting there looking like wasn't nothing happening. And he was like, yo, I'm open. Give me the ball. Now,
Well,
now you have no receivers, right? Because Gabe Davis is gone and Dude is
Yeah,
gone.
they about to be hurting, because if he don't have nobody to pass to, then what can he really
Yeah.
do?
Now they're like, all right, look, since you so cold, let's see what you do now when ain't no receivers around.
Because even Tom Brady looked human when he didn't have no receivers, although he still made those motherfuckers catch the Watkins.
And that motherfucker made everybody look good, bro. Tom Brady made everybody look good. As long as you was out there to catch the fucking ball, Tom threw that shit to you. You know,
Yeah,
you just
Tom
wasn't
was
gonna get it again if
different.
you messed up one or two of them passes that he threw. We know that was a fact.
That fool really played like 20 seasons.
20 seasons in the
20.
NFL, won 7 rings, bro. Seven
That's
rings, six with one
nutty.
team, one with with another.
That's so nutty. Like, and it wasn't just 20, I think it was 21.
I don't
Because he
care how
played
many.
till he was 40,
I don't care. Tom Brady did
40.
that shit. A
Because how
six
old is
round
he?
draft pick, like 45
Because
or
he,
something like that.
right, I think he played, he was playing when he was 45. That's fucking crazy.
Tom Brady's an
That's
ill
crazy.
motherfucker, bro.
Yeah, I liked him more when he went to Tampa because I hated the Patriots so much, but I always gave him his respect, even though he was on a team I hated. But when he went to Tampa, I was like, oh, I can root for you. All right,
Yeah, the
then.
fact that he went over there and said, this is what I want, this is what I need. Oh, yeah, I got receivers too. This is going to be easy.
And just proceeded to win a damn Super Bowl without fucking Bill Belichick immediately,
And
just to
then,
shut that shit down.
yeah.
Like, I needed him. No, it was me, baby.
The thing that I don't like about that situation and the way that it transpired was a fact that Robert Kraft, you're the owner of this team, and you say that Tommy is your quarterback, and you let someone else dictate if he leaves or not. I would have said, yo, give him another 3-year deal, give him $100 million, and leave him the fuck alone.
Or get a new coach,
Yeah.
because clearly this motherfucker got lucky, because not that he wasn't a good coach, but he ain't won the shit without Tom Brady. And Tom Brady, literally the next fucking season after he left, he was like, let me show you something right quick.
Yeah, and some people say, oh, it's the NFC. Man, it's football, bro. To get to the top of the,
The
it
NFC,
don't matter.
now
To get to the top of the,
that division, in the defense of the detractors, that the division is like a
it's
very weak
weak.
ass
It's
division.
weak.
You know,
But
now
to
the
get to the
NFC as
top
a
of that
whole
heap,
isn't.
yeah, to get to the top of the heap and then play in the end for that big game, it take a lot to get there, man. That ain't no easy feat. So I salute Tom Brady for doing that, man. And to be able to go there and do that, and there is no Belichick. But Robert Kraft, man, that was your job. That was your job as the owner. Hey, I want Tommy to be here, and he gonna be here as long as he say he want to be here. I already got 3, 4, 5, 6 rings because of him. Nah, man, give him whatever you want. Because he been taking shortcuts his entire career just so other guys can get paid. So pay my man out, man. Give him a 3 to 5 year deal. Give him $200 million. We're gonna give him $100 million up front or $120 million up front, and we pay the rest on the back end and let him rock out.
Yeah,
And
that's
whatever.
one thing that Tampa did do when they cashed his ass out. They
Yeah,
was
they
like, oh,
did.
you coming here? Oh, we got you.
Yeah, we'll look out for you. We know that you a guy that been looking out for the other players and that you play with, but we got you on this one. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. All right, switching the subject over. Switching the subject over. All right, Architects of Mars, curated by the curious, Victory Engineering. Don't play with me, man. Don't play. Don't think I don't know. Don't think I don't know. Don't think I don't know. I be in the back rooms, y'all. I be in the back rooms. I know what they be talking about. I know what be going on back there. Y'all don't know, but I. All right, what we got going on, man, for the new season? What we got going on?
So yeah, I got a new collection coming out soon.
What's it called? What's it called?
Architects Evolve. So the name of the brand is Architects of Mars. A lot of the imagery I've been doing over the past few years have been like purple aliens and robots and, using them in like various pop culture moments that I kind of reformat to, fit my brand ethos and all of that. But this collection is really explaining why I use the purple aliens, what they represent to the brand, their origins, just telling a deeper story of what Architects of Mars is on a lot of different levels, from a level of what our pillars are, from a level of just the deeper story of what makes us stand apart from different people who make clothes, to be honest. Like, there's so many people out here got brands, huge brands, small brands. What sets me apart. I will have some original pieces, cut and sew pieces, a part of this collection too. I got a kimono, I got some lounge pants, I got a couple other things up my sleeve. So we're doing some things. This is gonna be fun. This is really me showing everybody like all the things that I love in art that are my influences to even create this brand.
How long have you been working on this concept?
Honestly, this whole year, this has been kind of like why, if you are following Architects of Mars, the last collection was in the fall. I've been doing little mini drops here and there, but I've been kind of quiet because I've been in a lab cooking this up. And what's coming, I think people who are going to be new to the brand and the people that's been following the brand for the past 5 years or so, you're going to see, the evolution. That's why I call this Architects Evolve, because this is the new style language of Architects of Mars going forward. Like, everything is going to be different, but for the better. It's going to be a more pure vision of what this brand is.
All right. So we get from and that will be Architects Evolve.
Yes.
All right, and then from there, that's part one. Then we will move into the era of Curated by the Curious, which I think is a very dope model. And it speaks for itself for all those who are curious, for all those who are engineers, architects, creators of their own content, whatever your content may be, whether you are a fashion designer, whether you do a podcast, whether you
Gotta
work
be
in TV.
curious.
Yeah, you got to be curious about what it is that you're doing. I'm always curious. I'm curious with women when I be touching their body
Oh, here you go.
and all that stuff. But we gonna
Well, so Curated by the Curious and Victor Engineering, like, these are pillars in my brand. These are words and phrases I've been using over the past couple years, and these are things that I just believe in. As far as you have to be curious to curate your life in the way that you want to, as far as doing research to learn more about things to make you better, like, all of this is like a curious spark, sets you on that path. And then as far as Victory Engineering, I came up with that. Just is literally what it sounds like. Like, nothing in this world is given to you. You have to take it. So your victory have to be engineered by you. So anything that you want to do, you got to put in the work to make it happen. So these are the pillars, and these are things I'm going to lean into. And I don't want to give too much away,
No,
as
we ain't
far
gonna you ain't gotta
as,
do that, but
but it,
the
those
curated
are
by the
going to be the
curious.
things that we're going to lean into and world build off of.
The curated by the curious concept motto. I think that's just such a dope way of saying it. Because even as a fashion designer, you have to be curious about, how can I make this work? How
Everything,
can I change
everything.
this? Hey, they did it like this over there on that side. But what if I took it and I did this with it?
Yeah,
How
because
would that turn out?
well, it's and being from Chicago and him being from Chicago, I do like Virgil. But I don't agree with 100% of the way, I guess his design language was, but some of it I do love. So it's not even, it's 50-50. But one thing that I took from him as far as like listening to him, like one of the things he said, he'll take something and change 3% of it. A lot of it is just rethinking certain things that already exist. Because, as Nas said, no idea is original. Like
Nothing
it's,
is new under the sun.
we have done, at this point, we've done so many variations of the same things. Only so much you can do, especially with men's fashion. Although I do things unisex, and I will have actually a few garments that's gonna be more women focused, so it's not gonna just be like, I think the whole concept of the way I looked at our the way I look at Architects of Mars as far as women is like you stealing your boyfriend's clothes and making it look cute. And that's, something I've experienced in my life,
I
always
have
having
to.
adult closet full of things. And you look up like, what happened to blah blah blah? You look on Instagram and they got your t-shirt tied up in the corner and got some heels. I'm like,
With a belt,
okay. But it's cool to be appreciated, I guess, for
Or
having
they
this
take your,
style.
or take, they take your denim jacket and match it up with their pants outfit,
My one thing that I'm kind of like off limits though, you could take whatever clothes, but my fedoras, you can't really.
Leave that alone.
Because I'm not a, I'm at H&M or Zara and see a fedora and buy it type of guy, because those are pieces of garbage. I'm going to a hat store where the cheapest hat probably is about $50, and that's a damn trucker hat. So that's to give you an idea of where you're going in these spots when you're looking at nice hats. So you're not about to get foundation all on my hat and makeup and mess my shit up. I'm so sorry.
And
Now,
you know that is going to happen, my brother.
however, now if I had a woman that was natural and didn't wear all that, maybe I'd be a little bit more lenient, but we'll see. But
Only
most
time will
part,
tell.
no.
All right, and then the last pillar. Get
Victor
to.
Engineering.
I don't need you cutting me off trying to say it. Let me go ahead and introduce it. This is my job. Let me do my motherfucking job, my guy.
My
Let
bad.
me
My
do
bad. I got
my
excited.
motherfucking job. I know you got excited, but I just need you to calm your ass down. You know what I'm saying? And let me do this part. The third pillar that you are working on as these new designs and as this new fashion concept comes out, the third design is Victory Engineering. Talk to me about that, Creed.
Well, actually, one of my favorite early designs, it was a shirt that said Finesse Club, and underneath it, it said, I think on, no, I had two things about, like one said Cunning Culture and Victory Engineering or something. These things were just on there. And then when I thought of it, I just thought that it went with the design. It kind of had like this soccer theme type look, like a soccer jersey layout. So I was like, okay, this is cool. I like that phrase, but I wasn't even thinking about making it be something that was going to be a part of the design language of what Architects of Mars was going to do going forward yet. But those were the first things. So obviously, I always look back at my early stuff to kind of, be inspired or see how I could rethink something with a new perspective, whatever. So I kept looking at that phrase. I was like, that is such a strong phrase, like victory engineering. Like, is when you look, when you take those two words and define it by what it sounds like, is like you are making, creating your wins off of your work. That is what it is, essentially. Like Michael Jordan was victory engineering when he was in the gym for hours and hours and hours. just like Kobe was victory engineering when he was in the gym for hours and hours and hours before all his teammates was there and being there at 4 o'clock in the morning. Like, that's what victory engineering is. Like, you're not leaving it to chance. You're gonna put in the work to make the win happen.
I also see part of it, the victory engineering, is being able to step back and see your work bear fruit. So
Manifest, yeah.
yeah, so you see the Jordans, you see the Kobes, you see the Patrick Mahomes, but you also see the things that come with them, the Gatorade commercials, the shoes, the multi-million dollar brandings that are outside of that are outside of basketball, that are part of him, part of the victory engineering, because others recognize what they're great at and they want to attach themselves to it and make money as well. So that's also a part of that I see. But
Right. Yeah,
who gives
that's
a
another way
fuck
to, no,
what I
that's
think?
another way to look at it. And I like that actually, because it is partially the work that goes in, but also seeing the results of that work at the same time.
Yep,
So,
what how it bears fruit. Yeah.
in terms of the way that the formats will be visualized, it's kind of that in a way, you know. So you'll see, it's coming soon. And we got some cool original pieces, like I said, that's gonna go with the graphics that I produce for it. So I'm
Word.
excited. I'm very excited about this collection.
Absolutamente, absolutamente. Can't wait, can't wait, can't wait. Can't wait, can't
Yeah,
wait, can't
you've
wait,
been
I can't
supporting
wait.
me for a long time, man. I appreciate it. That's
And
many
why wouldn't I?
episodes of faux prophets that I see my homie wearing one of my shirts, and I'm not even in it. He's just wearing shit because he's wearing
Well, you gotta
it.
think about it. I grew up on graphic tees. I've helped design graphic tees. I worked for a company that did graphic tees. You put me onto companies that would let me sell slogans to them for graphic tees. So I did all that. So why not turn around and the money that I spend or the money that I make from doing that, why not put it into somebody I know? Why not help support his brand? If people like the shirt that I got on now, kicking it old school, right? If they like this shirt, why not, put them onto something that my homie did? Why not tell them about a store that one of the brothers, Jimmy, or one of the other brothers have? Why not
Yeah,
tell them about
that's
stuff
dope.
like that? We go out of our way to support other people's stuff, not realizing that we're handicapping our own people by not supporting and blah, blah, blah. We don't even have to get into that, but I spread love and I show love. I give respect, love, and integrity. Everybody knows that, but you my
Yes,
dude, so I'm
indeed.
always gonna
Appreciate
support.
you, man.
And it may not be today, it may not be tomorrow, but I am going to support everybody that knows me that has a business. I may not show up today, I may not show up tomorrow, but I do show up. When a young girl, when a young lady had the bake shop and she was selling muffins and cakes and all that stuff, she said, "Yo, you never come to my shop. You never come to my shop. Give me time. I get there." And when I finally got there, she didn't even recognize who the hell I was. So I bought a bunch of stuff, and as I was about to leave, she recognized the shoes I had on. She said, "Oh my God, you've been here the whole time buying all this?" Yeah. Yeah, I've been here twice.
But it's not even for the credit. It's just because you want to support, you know, and
I'm there to
that's some
support.
dope shit.
I'm there to support. You know what I mean? And my graduating class is class of 99. A lot of the people I know who've been working this long and have had jobs are quitting their jobs and they're starting their own business because they're stepping out on faith. They're jumping ship because they realize that, okay, I can do it now. I've learned all the game I'm supposed to learn. I've gotten to this certain part, working in these companies, working in these corporate structures. Now I'm ready to do it. I'm ready to do it on my own. I saved enough money. My kids are where they need to be, or I'm where I need to be. So I can take off the next few months to a year and just do this. And there's so many people from 99, 98, 2000, 2001 that I know that are taking that step forward to do what they desire. And I salute to all you motherfuckers. It don't even matter if you're part of that class, but salute to everybody out there that's stepping out on faith and stepping out on their own ability
Yeah,
to make some money and do something.
it's a challenge, you
It
know,
is.
and but it's I feel like to put your own destiny in your hands and have control over your time more and all these different things, like it's so much worth it. But Just gotta be smart about it. I'm sure once we get off camera again, it's a couple things we even need to talk about in
Yes,
time
there is,
too.
because we didn't get a chance to talk the other
The
night.
other day, yeah, but it's all good. But
You want to end it
yeah,
here, or you want to keep going? Marafara.
man. We could probably wrap it up right here because it's still the holiday. I'm gonna try to get a plate up out of somebody tonight.
I hear you. I hear you. I hear you. Ladies and gentlemen, as usual, this has been Faux Prophets Podcast, along with Architects of Mars creator Cree, my brother, my friend,
And
longtime friend.
also Culture Foolishness, which is
Culture Foolishness is a
currently,
podcast.
yes, and it is on episode 3 right now. So go to YouTube and soon all of the other streaming platforms and
Tell them what you're doing with that
holler.
podcast. Tell them what you're doing with that podcast, Paul.
Culture Foolishness is just me and my sister and I breaking down things in the culture as far as things that affect millennials and Gen X and Gen Z too, because most of the millennials kids are Gen Z, so all of that. But yeah, just our spin. My sister is really funny and insightful, and I just wanted to give her a platform to talk and share her views with you guys and her wisdom. And sometimes I say smart stuff too, so I hope I can put you guys onto some game as well. But yeah, Culture Foolishness is up now. We also doing recaps on Power Book 2 Ghosts
To say
as
that, you got to
well.
say that, because that's a big part
So
of it.
and that's we got several reviews of BMF, Power Raising Kanan, Rap Shit, which I think was the last season, unfortunately. But check us out on YouTube, Culture Foolishness.
Yeah, man, motherfuckers is working, working,
All
working.
the
All
time.
right. And with that said, remember the mission statement when you're striving for greatness. God never puts you in the driver's seat if it's taken. I'll say it one more time. Remember the mission statement when you're striving for greatness. God never puts you in the driver's seat if it's taken.
Woo!